Tibetan monks yesterday disrupted a tour by foreign reporters to the capital, Lhasa, to complain that there is no religious freedom there and that the Dalai Lama is not to blame for the region's recent violence. The unprecedented tour came as the Chinese government reported that over 650 people had surrendered themselves to authorities over the anti-government riots. Will Taylor has more on the story.
The first group of foreign journalists to visit Tibet since deadly rioting earlier this month were watched by officials from three levels of government as they toured the capital of Lhasa. About 30 monks shouted pro-Tibetan slogans and defended the Dalai Lama as the 26 journalists toured the capital's sacred Jokhang Temple. China has accused the Dalai Lama of masterminding the protests, which erupted earlier this month and led to widespread unrest. On Wednesday, U.S. President George Bush raised concerns about Tibet in a phone call with Chinese President Hu Jintao. U.S. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley said President Bush encouraged his Chinese counterpart to engage in dialogue with the Dalai Lama and his exiled government, but added that the U.S. president would not boycott the Beijing Olympics because of the crackdown.
We would urge the Chinese government to engage in dialogue with the Dalai Lama, that he is a man of peace, he is a man of reconciliation, that he could be part of the long-term sustainable solution to questions surrounding Tibet.
Chinese officials told the journalists they planned Thursday to show them more areas of Lhasa hit by the violence and to allow them to meet some of the victims. Anti-government riots peaked in Lhasa on March 14th, with protesters torching buildings and attacking ethnic Chinese. The Chinese government says 22 people were killed, while Tibetan exiles say the violence plus the harsh crackdown afterward have left nearly 140 people dead. China rarely allows foreign reporters in Tibet under normal circumstances, and asked to comment on the reporter's trip, the Dalai Lama called it a first step. I'm Will Taylor.